proclamation number 7392 dated the August 19th, 1959. Genuine prophecy. The gift of divination, of genuine prophecy, is the working of God's Spirit in the human being. Anyone who knows this will also ascribe the right value to such predictions which requires the latter to be spread, because it is God's will that people should know about them or he would not have revealed them through the Spirit to a person. For the prophecies are not conveyed to people in order to frighten them or to disclose the future. Instead, it is their purpose that people should arrange their life with greater responsibility towards their souls in accordance with the predictions. For every person should know that he can still change and that he can only benefit by changing his character, i.e., by directing it according to God's will, in order to then calmly wait and see what God will send upon humanity. The gift of divination is therefore a commitment. Consequently, a person need not fear that he will proclaim something of his own making, because, once the working of the Spirit becomes evident, the person will always be under this influence as long as it relates to spiritual information, which also includes future events which are based on spiritual reasons and which would never be mentioned by a purely worldly-minded person who does not believe in it. Anyone who proclaims future events in connection with spiritual effects speaks on God's instruction. For every worldly-minded person would refuse to voice such divinations and spread them amongst his fellow human beings. It is in the nature of things that only a spiritually awakened person announces events by speaking on God's instruction, and he is also responsible for the distribution, as far as this is possible for him. For he will always be guided correctly, if only he pays attention to every gentle suggestion and allows himself to be led by the inner voice, which always has to be considered as an expression of the Spirit. Not many people receive the gift of divination, but the few to whom God's Spirit reveals future events shall carry out their responsibility and ensure the distribution of what is sent to them. And they need not fear to act contrary to God's will. For the attention of humanity shall be drawn to the coming events and they shall prepare themselves accordingly. And the Spirit of God will create the opportunities, he will bring people together, he will impel the prophet from within when he should talk but also gently warn him when it is inappropriate to speak about it. The person need only take notice of the gentle inner voice. For once the Spirit of God is at work, it will not stop working and guide the person in accordance with God's will. Once again, it is to be said that you are approaching great events and that it is good if the human race knows of them in advance already, even if it looks at the predictions with incredulity. But the fact that it was already announced in advance will become evident to them one day. And then the events will have a greater effect on people's souls and they will believe the announcement of a near end, which is of greatest significance, for then they will only have a short time left which they can use well for the salvation of their soul if only they are of good will. And God will not cease to admonish and to warn, and therefore he will keep drawing people's attention to the forthcoming events through the voice of the Spirit. He will not stop until the day comes which will trigger immense terror because only a few will be able to save themselves, even though the human being would only need to have the right attitude towards him in order to be guided through all adversities and dangers, or, if he is to relinquish his life, to grant him a more pleasant life and eternity. The coming events cannot be pointed out often enough and you, being filled by the Spirit, shall only ever declare what the Spirit proclaims to you, and you will comply with God's will, who speaks to you himself through his Spirit and who wants to speak to all people. Amen.